Hello and welcome to the 4th-and-1 podcast. I am your host, Cameron Ritz. This is a place for everything football and anything football. Last week, couldn't upload. I was sick. It's the worst feeling in the world, but back on the grind today. We're going to get into our power rankings, of course, and predictions. But first off, congratulations to the Detroit Lions. You won a game. You can see my raw reaction to that on TikTok at 4th-and-1 podcast. Also on Twitter, you can see my predictions and power rankings for last week. You just gotta go follow the socials. When I'm sick, that's where I'm gonna be uploading the most. It's just easier and a lot quicker to get out. But at 32, I have the Minnesota Vikings. You don't get away from losing to the Lions. Of all teams, you lose to the Lions. You're a fringe playoff contender, a team that's playoff hopeful, and you go and lose to the Detroit Lions. This is a team that hasn't won in almost a year, 364 days. You end that losing streak. So, one, thank you, Minnesota. But two, Minnesota, what are you doing? But in actuality, they're going to be at 21. But at my actual 32 is the Houston Texans. They got absolutely smacked by Jonathan Taylor. And the Colts, 31-0. It was just a dominating performance. And I can't give Detroit the number 32 spot after a huge win against the Vikings. But at 31, I have the Detroit Lions. It's still the same thing. I posted a video with 3 minutes left in the game. That was after the fourth down when they went for it on fourth down on their own 27-yard line. Now, I think anyone's reaction is, why are we doing this? Okay, this has got to be a hard count. They do it. They take the snap. It's got to be a run. Play action. What happens when you get a unmobile quarterback, unathletic quarterback like Jared Goff outside the pocket? Really nothing good. Gets sacked, fumbles the ball. Minnesota's got it on the 25. And my reaction is, we just threw this game away. Our defense has played pretty good. Considering they've got Justin Jefferson, who had an unbelievable game. I'm sorry to who anyone had to go up against him in fantasy. But Jefferson, he had a good game. But besides that, Madison, he's been running pretty well. But still, I would have trusted that defense, which I believe is the strength of the team, to go out there, make a stop. But they go for it. Campbell got extremely lucky. That they went down, scored, gave him a minute 50 to drive down. Jared Goff, from the beginning of that game-winning drive, it looked bad. Jared Goff, check down, check down, check down, staying in bounds. You're across the 50 with about 30 seconds to go. Take a good shot, take another check down. But the fourth down conversion, I think it was Godwin Igbuke. I really can't pronounce his last name. But he made a great play to get the first down and out of bounds, so that really saved the drive, got him across the 50. But Detroit, they really lucked out there that it was Jeff Gladney in coverage, or somebody. It was one of their first-round corners last year for Minnesota, but they lucked out that terrible coverage. Goff put it on a rope to St. Brown, and it was crazy. I was so happy, and that was the first win we saw in 364 days, so it was weird, but also, Dan Campbell, he saved his job with that play. But moving on now, at 30, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're just not a great team. It's simple as that. Urban Meyer should be fired. He is not fit to be a head coach. I think it's pretty clear. At 29, I had the New York Jets. This is probably the best of those bottom four teams. They're a team that can go out and win some games. The first three possessions, three touchdowns. Zach Wilson actually looked like the second overall pick for once. But then he went back to being Zach Wilson for the rest of the game, and they got smacked around by the Eagles. So it's New York. I think they've got to be done with Zach Wilson. It's a hot take. Yeah, he's only played one. He's played seven games. And in those seven games, he has been awful. It's a terrible move there. Yeah, he may fit into that Kyle Shanahan type quarterback, but he's not. He is just not a good quarterback. I think it was a reach from the beginning. So it's a decision like this is the exact situation that Arizona was in with Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray. Yeah, you don't have a Kyler Murray coming out of this class, but you have two picks in the top five, possibly. Top 10 pretty much is guaranteed. So you could make a really big move. Say, you know what? Kenny Pickett, he's looked amazing. The fake slide, bit controversial. Who knows? But you got Kenny Pickett, and you got a great defensive draft. If somehow, some way, Thibodeau falls, or Hutchinson, which I think is extremely unlikely. He's played amazing. But if somehow, some way, Thibodeau falls to you at 4, you take Thibodeau. Then you got to pick probably around 8. You take Kenny Pickett. You trade away Zach Wilson. A team would be willing to give up a first-round pick. Probably that year. Now you have 3 first-round picks to work with, a new franchise quarterback who has all the potential in the world, and a great edge rusher to pair alongside Carl Lawson, who will be coming back next year. That is a team to be dangerous. That's a team to be worried about, I think. I think that's really what they should be doing right now. They should be thinking, all right, if we can find a way to get Thibodeau, Pickett, another first-round pick somewhere in the later first round, like somehow a Daniel Jones gets traded to Seattle for it's a crazy thought, but it would somehow involve him going to either Atlanta, New Orleans, possibly Seattle. It's just a weird situation. For New York, but if I think that's just got to be the move, move on from Zach Wilson. At 28, I have the Chicago Bears. It's just an unimpressive team. You got really your best defensive player that you've had in a long time, and Khalil Mack be injured the past few years after a great 2018 season where you went to the playoffs and lost on double doink. But still, Justin Fields, he is your future. But right now, they are just not looking good. No first-round pick this year. Probably in the top 5 or top 10. So they're just in a rough place right now. At 27, I have the Carolina Panthers. Another team that's in a tough spot. You go out, you trade a second-round pick for Sam Darnold, hoping he's your guy. He's not. You fire Joe Brady, who I think is one of the more talented offensive coordinators in the NFL. I think Detroit should be swooping in to try and sign him as their OC. But it's just a rough spot for Carolina. You've got a great, young, talented team. You just cannot seem to find the quarterback that you need. J.C. Horney looked pretty good. But I think if they could redo their pick, they'd be taking Justin Fields or Mac Jones in a heartbeat. But moving on now, 26, Seattle Seahawks. You won a game against your division rivals. I really don't expect much more. And you're going to win a game against the 49ers. It's just how it goes. It's always a great game. At 25, I have the Atlanta Falcons. This is probably the worst 5-7 team I've ever seen. Their offense is 32nd in the NFL. Their defense is, I think, around the 20, in the 20 of low 20, high, somewhere around there. But when you're bottom, you're just bottoming out in pretty much every statistic. Matt Ryan is the only reason why that team is relevant right now. But if I'm Atlanta, I'm also saying, you know what, Matt Ryan, he's great. He's got probably another 2 years at most of him playing good football. So do you say, well, let's go all out for the next 2 years, try and build a good team around him, and maybe make a playoff push? Or what I think they should be doing is saying, you know what, Ryan, you've been great for this franchise. We already have a great franchise piece in Kyle Pitts. That's enough for pretty much any quarterback to want to go there. Calvin Ridley, hopefully he'll be coming back. But you're going to have a pretty high pick probably if you continue to lose like they have been. You take a quarterback. If it's Sam Howell, if it's somebody else, you just either take a quarterback or you say, let's take a risk and just go full rebuild. Trade Matt Ryan. Trade Calvin Ridley, who probably will want out. Trade all your defensive pieces, Deion Jones, Grady Jarrett. Just try and clear house. You have your two building blocks, a great corner, AJ Terrell, Pro Bowl guy. Kyle Pitts, another great generational talent. You got two great young building blocks. You build around them. 4 or 5 years down the line, you got a good quarterback, great quarterback, who knows. Now you're ready to go right back at it. Kyle Pitts would be in his sixth year, Terrell in his seventh year, and that team could be very dangerous with those two great building blocks. They just got to make the smart move and say, we got to move on from Ryan, even though he is not the problem. New Orleans at 24 is a team that's also in a rough spot. You just lost your quarterback, Jameis Winston, a while ago, and it's clear. That team just does not have the same energy that it used to with Winston, who just brought so much great energy, like I said. But New Orleans, they're just in a rough spot. It's like, we're going to get the 15th pick, 16th pick. What are we going to do with that? Do we take... There's really no glaring needs. Now, are you going to get a top five quarterback? No, this draft, no, not really. They're going to be gone. Kenny Pickett will be gone. Sam Howell, who knows if he even goes into the draft. Who knows how far he'll drop in the draft. And he hasn't had the most impressive year. So they're just in a rough spot for their needs. But corner could definitely be one of them. At 23, you have New York Giants. This team... Move on from Daniel Jones as quick as you can. I'm Mike Lennon, who is terrible. But Daniel Jones, it's coming to an end for the Daniel Jones era. This is definitely a time where you got to say, we're going to package Daniel Jones in our two first-round picks that are going to be pretty high. You got him from the Justin Fields trade. Say, call up Seattle and say, give you Daniel Jones, two first-round picks. Maybe you'll add in a third first-round pick next year. You have an extremely talented roster. O-line, a bit lackluster, yeah, but your receiving core, Kadarius Toney, Darius Slayton, Kenny Galladay, who they paid big bucks to, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, who may not be there, Kyle Rudolph may not be there, who knows. And a great defense. That is a recipe for success. They need a quarterback. Russ gets traded. Now you're looking at a New York Giants team. They had unbelievable offense. And just gotta hope Andrew Thomas takes the next step up. Go out, make a few moves. Take a few linemen in the later rounds. But that's where New York is. The Giants are headed. They've got to make a big move for Russ. And if that fails, say, you know what? We'll go Matt Ryan. We'll invest more into the O-line in the draft. Evan Neal, possibly, if they can keep their early first-round picks. The possibilities for New York are endless. At 22, you have the Denver Broncos. It's another team where, do they want to be a contending team, or do they want to be a team that's going to get smacked by the Chiefs every single time they play them? So it's this team's just got to make up their mind. They traded away Von Miller, headed to a rebuild. You win a few games straight in a row. Then you lose a few in a row. This team has got to find their identity. And I think they will with Javonte Williams, who is arguably a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. But this team's just got to find an identity. Who do they want to be? 21, Minnesota Vikings, already talked about them, but I have them at 21. At 20, I have the Las Vegas Raiders. This is the official spot of the Raiders from now on. They will not go higher, they will not go lower than 20. They are the most inconsistent team. You lose to Washington, but the week before you beat Dallas. And this team has just got to make up their mind like Denver. Do they want to be a team that's going to get a high first-round pick? or do they want to make a run at the playoffs? This is just the most. This season has been the most Las Vegas Raiders season of all time. But at 19, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a team that's in a rough spot. Best record you can get is 10-7. That's winning out. I think more reasonable is 9-8. Will that make the playoffs? Who knows? You got Washington, who's on the rise. They've won 5 straight, 4 straight, something crazy like that. Beating the Bucks. Now they're going into Dallas. You'll see my prediction for that soon. But if you're Philly, you're saying, we have got to win some games right now. At 18, at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Ravens, they're always going to win one game against the Ravens. It's nothing new. It's a great rivalry. I can't pronounce that. I have no idea why. Rivalry game. I'm just going to move on from that. But they're always just going to win one game against the Browns. And maybe think they're contenders, but that play action, or a two-point conversion, was wide open. Andrews just couldn't make a play, and Lamar made an unbelievable throw to even get Mark Andrews in place. T.J. Watt was not fooled by the run. It was just a great play from T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt is the only reason why this team is where they're at right now. At 17, I have the Cleveland Browns. Another team where it's like, Baker, let's go. Do you want to win? Or do you want to be a quarterback that's going to Carolina next year? Or something like that. Baker's got to find his stride right now. Or this Cleveland team may be done. At 16, I have the Washington football team. Great team, great talented team. I had them at 30 at one point this season. Now they're on the rise. They're up at 16 now. They are moving up quickly, and I think they're a team that you do not want to mess with right now. 15, San Francisco 49ers. There's just so many 6-6, 6-7, 7-6, and just so many teams that have a chance to make the playoffs in the NFC. It's just going to take one team to go on a win streak and say, just separate themselves from the pack. And I think that team is either going to be Washington or Philadelphia. It's not going to be San Francisco. I do not trust them. Elijah Mitchell is finally stride again, but still, I do not trust them to go out and make a huge play late in the season, especially with how tough their division is. At 14, I have the Miami Dolphins. This is a team that they've won 5 straight. This is a team that I had at 31 at one point. They made moves. That Baltimore Ravens game just gave them so much confidence. They are on a roll now. This is a team to be threatened by. 13, I had Cincinnati Bengals, 7-5. They're just such an inconsistent team. Them in LA, it was the battle of inconsistent teams. Cincinnati is a team that can beat Kansas City. They're a team that can beat Tampa Bay. They're a team that can beat Green Bay. But it's all about how do they play that game. Burrow had an okay game, 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions. It's just Cincinnati. They've got to find an identity. Are you going to win, or are you going to be inconsistent and beat the teams you should, lose the teams you probably should, and maybe once in a while beat the teams you probably shouldn't? At 12, I have the Tennessee Titans. They're on their bye this week. They just need Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill may be one of the worst quarterbacks this year. He's got 14 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, something terrible like that. He's just been awful this year. It's simple as that. At 11, you have Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, it's a gut punch to lose to your rivals, but I think they get back on the horse and get back up in to the 7 or 6 range. At number 10, I have the Buffalo Bills. They played extremely well. I'm not disappointed in this loss for Buffalo. Yeah, they fell in the rankings a bit, but I'm still not disappointed by this team. They played a great game. Running the ball is not their strength. They still threw the ball a lot, but they kept Damian Harris under wraps except for one play. One play killed them. It was a great game. It was a great play. It was wide open. It was a great blocking. But back to the point, they played a good game. when it comes down to throwing the ball, if it goes to a game where it's not 50 degrees and ice cold, I think Buffalo wins that game quite easily, I think. I think Buffalo is the better team talent-wise, but it was just the game where New England was favored from the beginning. They had a great – it was free – just bad weather favors New England. But Buffalo, they had two empty red zone trips where you just got to figure something out there. At 9, I have the LA Chargers, another team that's just so inconsistent. And they just need to get back on their horse and just find an identity. Like I said, Austin Ekeler, hold on to the ball. Nearly costing me a fantasy win this week in a lot of leagues. At 8, I have the LA Rams. This is an extremely talented team. This is the most talented team in the NFL by far. By far. Their O-line, not great. But Matthew Stafford is 100% dealing with an injury. You can see it in his throwing. Just throwing the ball. He is dealing with an injury. He should have sat out against the Jags. I firmly believe that. But he's just trying not to let anyone in on it. It's clear that Stafford is dealing with an injury right now. At 7, I had the Indianapolis Colts. This is a team that I had 28 at one point. They have fought themselves all the way back to number 7. Jonathan Taylor, MVP candidate. This Indianapolis Colts team is a team that you have got to look out for. They are a team that can win any game, anywhere, anytime. At 6, I have the Dallas Cowboys. They're a good team. It's just simple as that. They're a good team. Offense clicking. Their defense still has had a few struggles, but Micah Parsons is really running away for defensive rookie of the year. Excuse me. But new alert, Russell Wilson is interested in playing for the Giants, Saints, or Broncos. So it's really looking like a possibility for the Giants to get him. It's just funny how things happen. At 5, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. They're hot. They're the best team playing. They are playing at the best team in football. They had a great dominating win against the Broncos. They didn't have a chance to sniff out that win. Kansas City is just playing extremely good football. For New England Patriots, talked about them earlier, good team. They're at the top of the AFC right now. I really don't think there's a team that can beat them besides Kansas City. It's going to be another Kansas City-New England AFC championship. But you could definitely see an Indianapolis Colts team, if they matched up against the Chiefs, I think the Colts do win that, though. But at 3, yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're a good team. Simple as that. They have the MVP front runner right now, Tom Brady. Unbelievable season he's having right now. So it's just, Tom Brady is the GOAT. You have Tom Brady. Simple as that. Number 2 and number 1, again, are the Cardinals at 1 and the Cardinals at 2, Packers at 1. They're just two of the best teams in football. It's simple as that. They're playing well. They're playing amazing. But it's simple as that. Going to get into our predictions now. Here we go with the predictions. Pittsburgh and Minnesota. Give me Pittsburgh. Minnesota is just ice cold right now. Pittsburgh, they just beat the rivals. They are red hot. I think Pittsburgh wins this one quite easily. At the Atlanta and Carolina, this is just a game for bragging rights, I guess. But I think Atlanta does win this one. Carolina, they just fired Joe Brady. Just not the smartest move. In Carolina, they're going to struggle, really, with no CMC. Cam Newton is looked like the reason why he's gotten cut. He's been awful. So Atlanta, I think, does take the win here. Baltimore and Cleveland, they had a great game last Sunday night, but I do think Baltimore does win this one in a close game again. Baltimore, they're going to be coming back angry. Cleveland, they're just still not a good team, in my opinion. They don't have the greatest really quarterback right now. I think Baker is becoming more exposed to how he is the problem there, and I think Baltimore is going to take the win here. Dallas and Washington, upset of the week. Give me Washington. Washington is just hot. Dallas, they've had a few big wins, yes, but Washington is on fire right now, and I don't think it stops against Dallas. Tennessee and Jacksonville, this is an easy decision here. Give me Tennessee. Oakland, or Las Vegas, and Kansas City. Give me Kansas City here. They're still a good team. In LA, in Vegas, they're just not a good team. It's simple as that. I think the Chiefs win this one by a wide margin. New Orleans and the Jets, give me the Saints here. This is just an easy decision again. I could also see New York win this one, though. This is a game that you just look at and you say, Saints all the way. This is a game where I'm thinking, should I take the Jets? I would say there's a 60% chance that they do pull off the upset. I'm taking the latter and saying, you know what, give me the Jets. Jets do win this one over the Saints. I just changed my pick, changed my mind right now. Give me the Jets over the Saints. Houston and Seattle is an easy decision here. Give me Seattle. Houston, still not a good team. Seattle, they're just the better of the worst. Detroit and Denver, this is another decision. Denver gets the win here. Detroit, they're going to be riding high. If you got anything on the first quarter, pick Detroit to win the first quarter. But Denver, they just come back and show that they are clearly the better team. L.A., New York, this is a game that looks like L.A. would win. But this is also a game that New York just thrives in and says, we're not favored, we're going to win this one. We're just going to put a wrench in your plan, but I do think L.A. wins this one. Buffalo and Tampa Bay, this is going to be a good game. Most people think it's not. Tampa Bay is going to roll over Buffalo. It's going to be a high-scoring game, yes, but Buffalo, they've struggled a bit recently, coming off the loss, a bit demoralizing. So Tampa Bay, I just think, rolls over them. San Francisco and Cincinnati, this is a game where both teams need to prove themselves. Cincinnati proves themselves as the better team and wins this one. Bears and Packers, this is an easy decision. Rodgers still owns you, Chicago. Packers win this one. Rams and Cardinals on Monday night. This is going to be a great game. Great game. I'm leaning towards LA, but it's also, they're going up against one of the better teams in the NFL in Arizona. But I think LA snaps their three game, adds on to their win streak after snapping against Jacksonville. And they get rolling again against one of the better teams in the NFL. They beat the Cardinals on Monday Night Football. So that's going to be the end of the podcast today. Thank you for listening. This is something I love doing. So thank you for watching. New episodes every Wednesday. Go follow the socials at 4th and 1 Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.